Chapter 9. The Law of Attraction Needs No Practice. There are three powerful universal laws that are of value for you to understand if you wish to guide your life deliberately, and the law of allowing is the last of these. It would seem logical that we would talk of the first law, then the second, and finally the third, and we have done exactly that in previous books. We are, however, emphasizing this third important law because it is really the law that you have come here in this time and space intending to master. This is the law that you must practice if you are to become the deliberate creator that you came forth to be. The first law, the law of attraction, is not something that you need to practice or even something that you can practice, for it is a law that exists in every particle of the universe, and it just is. Just as your earthly law of gravity requires no practice, but just consistently responds to all matter in a consistent way, neither does the law of attraction need practice. You do not have gravity instructors teaching you how to avoid falling up, because falling up instead of down is not an option or a problem. And, in like manner, you will not need to practice in order to cause the powerful law of attraction to respond to you in a consistent way, for it will bring things to you that match your vibration, and it will do so even in your ignorance of the law. The second of these three powerful universal laws is the law of deliberate creation. By deliberately directing your attention and thoughts toward the outcome that you desire, you can be or do or have anything that you choose. The application of this powerful law has resulted in the manifestation of this magnificent planet upon which you live, and in everything that you're able to see. And in the same way that the non-physical source energy applied this law, and through powerful focus created this environment that you call life on planet Earth, you are continuing the process of creation from your physical vantage point.